Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, it's Tanya. Welcome to another episode of Real Wives in Radio. I'm solo today, and Dorothy is obviously at home being a new first-time mom to baby Bach. She's still on maternity leave, and she will be for a while, but we will be recording episodes together very soon. I'll be going to her house and recording episodes, but right now I'm still trying to give her some time because she has like a three-week-old at home. 3 weeks already? Oh my gosh, is it 3 weeks? Yeah, it is 3 weeks. Crazy. So in today's episode, it's going to be short and sweet, but also give you some good news. I will be revealing if I'm having a little boy or a little girl, and it's going to be exciting. But before we do that, I actually went to Dorothy's house last week to visit her, and I got to hang with baby Bach, and I got to catch up with Dorothy.
So guess where I'm at? I'm right here live, broadcasting live from Dorothy's house.
In University Heights.
With baby and everything. And we want to check in with you, Dorothy. And it's not going to be we're going to do a catch up podcast very soon. But I know people are dying to hear from you. So the number one question that I get at work, on Instagram, on Facebook, in person, how's Dorothy?
Oh, that's so sweet. I'm doing pretty good. I'm really good, actually. I'm lucky because I have my mom here to help, and Steven's been super helpful, so I've been getting some rest. And so I ended up having a C-section because the baby was breached. But it's been super helpful to have them so I can rest and stuff like that. And the baby's just like so chill and so sweet, and he just sleeps a ton, which I love.
He's your baby. I mean, he would sleep a ton.
Yeah, that's exactly what Steven said. He's on Dorothy Jr. over here.
That's good. I mean, you're so lucky to have that help. And you're right. He is super sweet. He is super calm. He's super chill.
Yeah, he's awake right now.
He is awake. Just hanging out. Probably wants to say something.
Yeah.
I'll bring the mic to him right now. And how do you feel? Like, how are you feeling on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 feeling like, oh, I can go out and go for a run.
Oh.
1 feeling like I can't take another step. Like, how do you physically feel?
I feel like I'm at a 5. I can go for a nice walk, mm-hmm. not too long, right. and not at a crazy pace. The C-section recovery has been a lot easier than I had thought. Like, I thought I'd be like stuck in bed and not be able to do anything or lift anything, but you know, the doctor said don't lift anything heavier than the baby. And after the day after, it's like all such a blur to me,
right?
I was able to get out and like walk and do a lap, so that I think that helped a lot, like getting up as soon as you could to do like walk.
And I saw you 2 days after you had your baby, and how many times did I cry? In literally the hour that I was sitting with you, how many times did I cry?
So many times. Like, immediately you cried.
I cried immediately. I cried immediately when I saw you. Then I cried when you showed me the video of you guys seeing the baby for the first time, because Steven was crying in the video. Yeah. So then I was crying, and it was just such a magical, like, beautiful video. And then I started crying when I was looking at you, and I was just thinking, do you remember? It's so cheesy.
I do.
So cheesy. I just started thinking, okay, here's Dorothy. You are one of my longest friends ever. I've known you for 11, 12 years. You were 19. You started radio earlier than me, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, you don't remember. No, great.
No,
great. You don't. What day did we meet? Just play. No.
Oh, later.
Okay. It was 2007.
Okay.
So does it carry the one? 12 years, okay. Right? That's 12 years. Okay. So
I don't know. I really don't know, but yeah.
Dorothy's like, I can't do math right now. Okay. I have a 12 day old. So yeah, and I was just thinking, like, you're one of my longest friends, and you know, like, I have girlfriends that I've known for like 20 plus years, but only one of them has a kid, you yeah. know, or has three kids now.
Yeah.
But after that, it's you, you know, and it's just like, I can't believe, like, I've known you from like, we've known each other in so many different stages.
Holy.
And now you're a mom. And not only that, like, you just handled it with grace. Like, you were, you looked so beautiful just
aww.
2 days after I told you this. You were up, you were folding sheets, you were cheerful, you were talking, you were not wanting to sleep. I mean, it was like ever, you like totally painted a beautiful picture for me, because and for something to look forward to.
Oh, thanks, Tom. Yeah,
I told you that, and then I started crying, and you just started laughing at me.
No, I did a little bit. No. But I mean, it was very, very sweet. And you, this is gonna be you in a few months.
I know. I can't believe it. But yeah. So how is motherhood? Like, how do you feel? Are you like just like in love, or is it like? I mean, I don't know. What do you, you're a mom. You're a mom. You're a first time mom. You have a 12-day-old.
Yeah.
What is it like?
Sis, it's unreal. Like, it's still trippy. Like, it still hasn't hit me like that I'm a mom, you know?
Yeah.
But I mean, I hold the baby and I stare at him and I'm like, oh my gosh, I made that. Like,
yeah.
I told Steven that the other day. I was like, yo, babe, we did this.
Yeah.
Like, it's so, so crazy. And just looking at him and his little hands and his little feet and his little mouth, like just everything. It is real, unreal.
Yeah.
It's
your baby.
I know.
Like, it's your creation.
Yeah.
And he's so cute. And I just, and he looks nothing like Steven. I'm just like, I told you today I saw him and I'm like, there's something like the shape of his head or something that looks like Steven, right?
Yeah. He's got Steven's chin. He's got Steven's ears.
Yeah.
I think when his eyes are open, he definitely looks more mixed,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
When
yeah.
he's sleeping, he looks just like me, I think.
Yeah. He's super cute, though.
Yeah.
He's very cute. I'm just so happy for you.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to hang with you here. And oh, hold on. The baby wants to say something.
Yeah.
Hold on. Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, yeah. He said, okay, get out now.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm leaving. Okay, well, anyway, thanks for the catch-up.
Yes, and I can't wait to catch up with you, and I can't wait to find out the gender of your baby.
So that was fun, and it was so exciting to see her and the baby and just how she's doing and hear how she's doing and get to hold him, baby Buck. He's so cute. Oh, I just want to squeeze his cheeks. But yeah, so it was great catching up with Dorothy, and I promise you we're going to tell you what JJ and I are having. But before we do that, I did go around the office to take votes, because honestly, everyone, at least like all people very close to me, have been telling me that I'm going to have a boy. So I just kind of felt, all right, Tanya, you're having a boy. That's what JJ and I thought. Then it's not until recently that more people at work, I feel, have been telling me that I'm having a girl. And if I really dig deep and think about what I thought I was having, I definitely have like this very small little intuition that I was also having a girl. But like I said, everyone else that was close to me was saying I was having a boy. So I was convinced I was having a boy. Who knows? I went around the office and asked of just a few people what they thought I was having.
Tiana and Madeline are front desk receptionists.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
Hi. What am I having?
It's a girl. It has to be. There's too many boys around here right now.
That is true. Everyone is having boys.
You need to have a girl.
I need to have a girl. Madeline, what do you think I'm having?
A boy. Because when you turn to a side, I've seen your little tummy and it looks like a boy to me.
It looks like a boy. Okay. How many kids do you have, Amber?
I have 4.
Okay. Did you correctly predict the sex of all your kids?
The first and the last one I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so
okay.
I'm 50-50.
Okay. So what do you think I'm having?
All right, let me just kind of do this Reiki sort of thing
here.
Okay,
I didn't know you did Reiki.
Can I touch your belly?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, the baby's in there. I'm going to say girl.
You're going to say girl?
Girl.
Why?
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
All right, Susan DeVincent, you have a boy?
I have a boy.
Okay, and you've known me for a while now. We're pretty close.
Yes.
And you've known about this pregnancy for a while now as well.
Yes, I have.
Okay, so based on what you know about me and my pregnancy, what do you think I'm having?
knowing you, looking at you, feeling you.
Yes.
I'm feeling a girl.
A girl?
I feel girl. We need a girl. I had a boy. You need to have a girl.
I know everyone has a boy. Producer Jessica has a boy. Dorothy has a boy. Our sales girl Laura has a boy. But everyone tells me I'm having a boy.
Well, they're wrong. And I want you to play this back. When you have a little girl, Sewer's right. They were wrong.
Okay, Yvonne.
Yeah.
Based on what you see, feel, vibes, energy, what do you think I am having?
Looking at you,
yeah.
You look like you might be carrying kind of high.
Okay.
Which makes me think you might be having a little girl.
Oh, is that the thing?
I don't know. But then I also saw this movie last night where they asked her if she had been counting her moons.
Okay.
So did you count your moons?
I did not count my moons. How do you count your moons?
I don't know. But I think if it's like every other moon, then you're going to have a boy.
What do you mean?
You know, Tanya, I'm just relaying the message, okay?
Okay. I'll have to look that up.
I think that, you know, based on how you look and everything, and, you know, you seem really happy, so maybe you're going to have a girl.
Oh, I love that you put happiness and girl together. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, because girls rule and boys drool.
That's right. First time dad with the most adorable baby Walt, who, if I do have a girl, I hope that she is as in love as I am with baby Walt.
Wait, you want a girl?
I said if I do have a girl.
Okay.
I don't know what I want. I want either. I want a healthy baby.
Okay.
I know, lame answer. What do you think I'm having?
I really hope you have a girl, but either way, I think Walt will have a good best friend.
Oh, stop that. Stop it. I love him.
I'm saying girl, because girl power.
Yeah. Carrie.
Yes.
Put those feelers on and feel me. Well, don't fill me up, but you know what I mean. Yeah. Okay.
You're making this really weird right off the bat, but all right.
I know this is weird. I gotta go. Carrie.
Yes.
What do you think I'm having, boy or girl?
My gut says girl, but I have absolutely no reason for that.
You say girl.
That's just my gut feeling.
This is so weird.
I don't follow any of those old wives' tales or anything.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about any of those. I just go with my gut, and that's what my gut says.
I love your gut. Sam, about the boy or girl? Yeah, you know I'm coming to you.
Well, one, I have questions for you. Have you been eating a lot of red meat lately?
I have.
That's the signification of a boy.
Oh, it's all I want.
You want a boy?
No, I want... Well, yes, I don't mind having a boy, but I'm talking about the red meat.
Oh, okay. Well, if you're eating a lot of red meat, that probably means you're having a boy.
Okay.
Did you have sex upside down?
Oh, God. This is... I don't know.
You probably have, knowing you. So
okay.
You're having a boy.
Okay. And my face is red and it's time to go. Thanks. Okay. Denise.
What?
Oh, what am I doing?
Don't be afraid.
I'm a little afraid.
What? You are. Well, you should be afraid.
God, wait, why?
No, I'm just playing. I just want to know what you think I'm having.
Oh, that's all. I thought you were going to, like, call me out for not listening to your podcast again.
Well, that too. And this is going to be on the podcast, so hopefully you'll listen now.
Oh, psych. I think you're having a boy.
Why?
I don't know. I just have that feeling. Although I want you to have a girl, sort of.
Okay, why do you think I'm having... What's the feeling about having a boy, and why do you want me to have a girl?
I want you to have a girl because I like to torture you, and my current 16-year-old daughter is driving me absolutely insane. I feel like I'm gonna lose my mind every day.
Yeah, and I feel like if I have a girl, that will happen because I was a pain in the ass when I was a teenager.
It will. Actually, what's cute is that she just had her first hit and run in my car.
Oh, that's so cute. Yeah, oh, look at the little girl.
My insurance is going through the roof. I don't know why.
Get boy vibes.
Yeah, I do.
Why?
I'm not sure. And now, though, honestly, the more that we talk about it, and I'm like, maybe girl vibes.
Oh, my God. That's what Tammy did. Tammy was boy, 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 and then all of a sudden, girl.
Driving in this morning, I was like, a boy for sure. It's 2 hours later, 3 hours later, and now I'm like, maybe girl, man. Maybe girl. I've always thought the whole time that it was a boy, though.
Okay. That's good to know. Okay, so I'm going to put your official vote in as a boy.
How many votes do I get?
Just one.
All right. Okay. Boy.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm not confident, though, because I feel like if it's a girl, I still want to be able to say that I was right. Do I win anything if I guess it right?
No, because you don't listen to the podcast.
I will this time. I'm gonna.
All right. Enough asking people what they think I'm going to have. Let's go ahead and find out what JJ and I are officially having. This is official. This is no old wives' tale. This is not what people are guessing, feeling, vibes, energy, looks, cravings. This is official, straight from the doctor. Are we having a little boy or a little girl? We did announce it this morning with John and Tammy on 103.7 KSON. If you don't know, I am a part of that show, that morning show. It's John, Tammy, producer Jessica, and myself. And I got to share the news with them this morning and break the news. Other than that, just family new because we did invite them over for our gender reveal on Friday night. But I let them know, please no posting until Monday because we want to reveal it on the podcast and with John and Tammy on 103.7 KSON. So I'll be playing a little bit of that audio from this morning. I talk about how I did the reveal, how it happened. We'll even play some audio from the reveal for you so you can hear that. And then at the very end, it's announced what I'm having, a boy or a girl. Take a listen.
John and Tammy in the morning on KSON. I'm just going to throw it out there. I mean, no disrespect to anybody. Are we getting a little crazy with the gender reveal thing?
No, sometimes, I guess. Some people do.
Everything now. Sure. So it's the baby gender. Okay, it's the we're having a baby reveal. It's the baby gender reveal. Mm-hmm. It's the baby gender or the baby name reveal. Mm-hmm. It's the eye color reveal. Okay. It's the left or right-handed reveal. I mean, it's getting a little nuts now, right?
Everything can go a little extreme, you know? It's just the way it goes.
I wish you could have seen Tanya on Friday. I was in a weird headspace Friday. I wasn't feeling well. You came in and saved me just by your vibe. You were so full of love and positivity and energy, and it was contagious. Right. I just wanted to like hug you before I left, and I did because I wanted that to pass through me. You were so excited, and I was so thinking about you all day, right? I mean, mm-hmm. We all were.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad that I could do that for you. There was just no way that I couldn't feel that, you know?
Right.
So mm-hmm. It just came out of my pores.
Friday.
And still, today.
So take us through how it happened.
Okay, so well, we invited family to the house, and we just...
Which meant a ton of people because you guys have a lot of family members.
Oh, my gosh. It was about, like, 45 to 50 people. That's just immediate family.
Right. That's awesome. Yeah. I'm sorry. No, That's awesome.
It's great. It's great. We had all of them there, and it was very casual. And
Tanya, all those babysitters you're going to have.
I know.
I mean, that's so fortunate.
I know.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Well, that's right. If you like them all and trust them all.
Yeah, well,
come
on.
I do. I promise.
It's amazing how much. It's amazing when you're not be able to go happy hour for like 5 months. Yeah. All of a sudden, you get very lenient, even those towards you.
True. Hey, listen, cousin Joe. Yeah. Hey, good enough.
Get over here. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. So we had a piñata that our very good friend Joe made. It's his birthday today. Happy birthday, Joe.
Oh, weird. I said Joe.
You did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Not that
not
Joe.
Cousin Joe, okay. Is it?
Anyway, go on.
And he made this piñata for us. He made a pull string piñata. We didn't want to hit it because we felt like...
That's weird.
Defeating the purpose, yeah.
Yeah. And so, explain it here.
Okay, so it's time, guys. We're going to do this gender reveal. Okay, so it's Team Tapatio or Team Cholula. So if you think we're having a boy, cheer. Oh, boy heavy over here. Okay, if you think I'm having a girl, cheer. Girl sounded louder, but the votes on the table say boys.
All right, so most of your family think it's a boy.
Yeah.
I forgot. I know I went with boy. Tammy, you said you
said
screamed girl.
Girl. Some girl was yelling at me. I don't know why.
Jessica went with girl just because she wants no competition for Walt. That's exactly why it is.
She wants a girlfriend for Walt.
Jessica's always said girl from the beginning. Yeah.
Okay, I said, so I'm the lone boy.
Yeah.
What a shock. Okay, so here is attempt number one,
so
I see.
So here we are going to pull the strings of the piñata, and either little hot sauce packets of Tapatio or Cholula are going to pop out.
Okay.
The Tapatio ones are white, and the Cholula ones are yellow.
Okay.
And boy or girl?
Boy, Tapatio is girl.
Boy.
Boy,
Tapatio
Cholula.
Tapatio is boy, Cholula
okay.
Girl.
And while this is happening, and you're out actually sounding very calm while mm-hmm. recording, is your heart rate crazy?
Yes.
Are you nervous?
Yes.
Are you freaking? Are you crying?
Not crying, just excited.
Yeah.
My heart's pounding. And,
meanwhile, level-headed JJ is like, oh, I guess we're going to find out.
Yeah. Either way. Just pull the string already.
What are we, like, what are we serving here? Okay. All right, let's see. Here we go. I'm dying to know. Here we go.
Early
Oh, the countdown.
Five,
oh, my God.
Four,
here we go.
Three, two,
here we go.
One.
Go.
Nothing happened. Nothing happened, you guys. It was a total fail.
Oh, no.
Damn that, Joe. Can he not build a piñata? I take back my happy birthday.
No, Joe, when he made the piñata, he was afraid it was going to be too loose.
Yeah.
So then he over-taped it.
Right.
So we pulled the strings, and the strings only came out. Nothing opened.
Okay.
So
in front That's of actually everybody. Pretty hilarious.
It was funny. I'll post that video up so you guys can see that.
Okay, but...
This time... He cut the box so that it we would just have to remove our hand.
Okay.
And all the packets would fall out.
So. And correct me if I'm wrong, only Joe knows at this point.
Only Joe and his wife Nicole know.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What an honor for them.
Right.
So there's a lot of cheering at the end, but you'll kind of be able to hear what it is.
Okay. All right.
And if not, I will tell you.
Okay. I hope so.
I'm kind of nervous to press the button. Here we go. Let's do this first. Breaking news. Here we go.
I've been waiting for that.
It's about you. Here we go. Okay.
Ready? Ready? Go.
You're so cute.
Oh, my gosh. I know. You guys. I'm having a girl. Yes. I'm having a girl.
Yes.
You're having a little Cholula.
I'm having a little Cholula, yeah. And I'm just like, I'm over the moon, and I'm in shock, and I'm shaking right now. My knees got weak. It's just like all these emotions.
Yeah.
And just, I said a deep little feeling, like strong feeling in me mm-hmm. was telling me that I was going to have a girl. I had a dream that I was having a girl,
right.
And I'm having... JJ and I, my husband and I, are having a little girl, and I can't wait to meet her.
Aw. We can't either.
I know. I just can't wait to bring her here. I'm still, all weekend, I'm in shock. I feel like once you know the gender of your baby, it just makes things so much more real, and I'm excited to raise her and for her to be a sweet, kind, respectful, strong,
she has
badass.
No choice. She has no choice.
Yeah.
Your parents.
Exactly.
So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Name.
Name, we don't know yet.
Yeah.
If we were having a boy, we were set. If we were a girl,
what?
I don't know.
May I make a suggestion? I know you're going to go with some kind of family thing, and I know this is a very personal thing. What is the name of the woman on the bottle of Cholula? Do we know?
We don't know, actually.
Be good research, maybe.
Right? Right?
We don't know what her name is.
I don't know.
I think I did look it up, actually, because I wanted to know more about her.
And, interesting.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what her name is.
Do you need some tissues?
Be quiet.
Okay.
John.
This is very sweet. This is who I am now.
Have two little girls.
I know.
Right? Mm-hmm.
And they're always going to be little girls.
They're not so little.
It's a whole different issue. Stop that
right now. Okay.
It's all about you. It's all about you. We're having a girl, everybody!
Excited.
And so there it is. Yes, everybody. JJ and I are having a little girl. And if I'm being honest, I had a little tiny but strong feeling that I was having a girl. Again, I was influenced by everybody else's predictions. A lot of people thought I was having a boy, especially people very, very close to me. But we're having a little girl. And I can tell you right now that I'm still in shock. I am overwhelmed. I know that girls have layers and layers of layers. I know girls could be complicated and very, we got those hormones. And I was not a crazy teenager, but I had some attitude with my mom, and I know how I can be. So I'm a little scared. If I'm being honest, I'm a little scared to have a girl, but I'm so happy. Like, I know this is exactly how it's supposed to be. This is exactly what the universe wanted for me and JJ, and I could not be happier. We'll have to wait and see. I know that John from John and Tammy did suggest naming our baby after the Cholula lady, and we ended up finding out lots of listeners called and said that the Cholula lady is, her name is Camila. So, that's a beautiful name. I might consider it. You never know. It just fits right in on brand and with the theme. We are having a little girl, and I'm super excited. Thank you, everybody, for your well wishes and for being so happy for us. And now Baby Bach has a built-in best friend, maybe more than that. We'll have to wait and see. But this will be an exciting time for us. And thank you for all your love and support. We'll talk to you soon. And whether Dorothy will be on the next podcast or not, I don't know. I'll check in with her, though, so that we can see how she's doing. She will definitely be on in some way. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.